Welcome to Covenant with Christ International, an encouraging word for today with Pastor Christine Shippey. Join us now to be encouraged, equipped, and empowered to live a life of freedom in Jesus Christ.
There's vessels of honor, of dishonor. There's different vessels in our house that we use for different things. What do we want to be? Where do you want to be? You want to be that vessel that pours the wine for the king or pours the drink for the king? Do you want to be that vessel that's in the corner, in the dark corner, that you don't use very often? You know? We want to be fit for the use of Him. We want to say, Lord, here I am. Here I am. It's more of You, Lord, and less of me. That's our cry. Amen. Because we can trust Him. We can trust Him to take us through the fire. We can trust Him to take care of life situations. We don't have to look back to our past anymore. We don't have to dwell on that anymore. We can shut that voice off and say, He has a destiny, He has a purpose and a plan, and take those steps that we need to take to yield to Him and see that plan happen. You know, in the fire, and whenever you're talking about clay, and we had learned this at the Bonds, I believe, whenever you were talking about molding and shaping a vessel, when it goes through the fire, that potter's got to take that clay and he's got to beat it a whole bunch of times and throw it on the ground and beat it, you know, how they knead it like you'd knead bread and get all the air out of it. Because if you don't get the air out of it and you put it through the fire, what happens to it? It explodes. So we've got to say, Lord, whatever it is that's holding me back from You, Lord, just get all that hot air out. Get all that stuff out. It's just me and You, Lord. So if we go through the fire, then we'll explode, and that makes a mess, and other people are going to be affected. So we're going to say, Lord, it's about You. It's a vessel that's been beaten. It's a vessel that's been through some stuff. Tell somebody, I've been through some stuff. But it's not for any reason, because it's going to your next level of destiny. Because as you face your crisis, on the other side of your crisis is where you're supposed to be. You got to face that crisis. We've got to be challenged to know that now we're people of God. We've got to be accountable for our actions and have responsibility for the things that we do. We've got to, once we hear the Word and know the Word, we have to take a step of responsibility and put feet to that. And we've got to be responsible. Amen? We don't want it to affect someone else, our lack of testimony or witness, when people know, hey, they're a Christian, and they see us doing things that's unholy. What have we not yielded to God? You know, we're going to make mistakes, but are we yielded to God? Or are we just going to say, well, I think I've been through enough. God tells you it's time to go through the fire. He puts you in the fire, and you blow up. You weren't ready. Got to be listening to You, Lord, listening to Him. He's going to give you some weapons in the fire. You're going to come out gold, come out purified. All right, now let's look at our next scriptures in Exodus 25. It's 31. I thought it was 1. It's Exodus 25, 31. He wants the best for you. Amen? He wants the best for you, and that's to make you in His image and His likeness to shine. All right? So you're going through some things, and you're coming out gold tonight. Exodus 25:31 is talking about the lampstand that was made for the temple of Moses, for the tabernacle of Moses in the wilderness. And in the most holy places, there were the pieces of furniture that they had in there, the table of showbread, the altar of incense, and the lampstand. In Exodus 25:31, it's talking about the lampstand, and God's given Moses direction for that. And you can read all about all those pieces of furniture in that chapter. It says, "You shall also make a lampstand of pure gold. The lampstand shall be of a hammered work. Its shaft, its branches, its bowls, its ornamental knobs, and its flowers shall be of one piece." So it says it's a hammered work. That means it's a piece of pure gold. But the way that this candlestick was made is that it was beaten. And it really wasn't a candlestick, it was a lamp. So it was like a big lamp. And it was a big piece of gold. And it had to have somebody to take a hammer and beat the thing to make all of these shapes, because it had all kinds of ornaments and flowers, and everything is symbolic in the scripture of Christ and what He's done in our life. So the first thing that you saw, the candlestick was in the most holy place, and it was on the south side of the most holy place. It burned 24 hours a day. It was filled with oil, all right, and it was a lamp. And pure gold speaks of God's glory. And this lampstand was made according to God's pattern and God's design. And Ephesians 2:10 says, "For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared before that we should walk in them." So we are His workmanship, just like this golden lampstand was made out of one piece of gold, and it was a beaten work. You know, the Word of God says that it's like a hammer. So as we study the Word of God, He's just hammering away on our heart, and He's just molding just like this lampstand. Can you imagine taking a pure piece of gold and making this lampstand out of it? It's got like seven branches. Can you imagine? That must have been the hardest piece of furniture to make in the whole temple, because it was just a work of art. So we're being formed. We are to be candlesticks for the Lord. That's symbolic of us shining for Jesus. Remember, He said, "You're a city that's set on a hill." That's us. We're to be formed into a candlestick. So see, all that stuff you're going through, He's just trying to form you into something that's going to bring Him glory. He's trying to form you into His image, His likeness, so that others are going to see, and they're going to see your testimony. So we're like, we want to be that golden lampstand. We want to be that lampstand that's filled with oil. That oil is symbolic of the Holy Spirit. You know, He's the light. We're not. We're just that vessel. We're that lampstand. But He's going to beat it and shape it and mold it into what it's supposed to be so that we can bring Him glory. Amen? The Word of God says that He loves those who those I love, I chasten. You know, we want it easy all the time, but we're going to go through warfare in this world as we proclaim the Word. As we walk, we're going to go through warfare. We're going to go through things. So we have to know His Word. When we're are we just a lump of clay? Or are we a piece of gold? Because if we're like a lump of clay, we're just like a carnal Christian. We're just like somebody who might go through the motions, who's not being molded or shaped into any kind of vessel, that maybe is not pliable, their heart's not pliable. Maybe they're fighting the potter and saying, "I just don't want to go through that." But what they don't realize is God's got a plan for them. He's got a plan for us. He wants to make us from a lump of clay to pure gold. Amen? Philippians 4:12, Paul's talking. He said, "I know how to be abased and how to be abound. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." He's saying none of it bothers me, because I know there's a higher purpose. Nothing that's going on is going to move me, because I'm going through something that's got a higher purpose. My mind is set on Him, and I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We need to tell ourselves that. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You know, we don't have to look for suffering. We don't have to look for trials, because they're going to find us. But it's knowing who we are in Christ and how we look at that situation that determines whether He's going to be able to mold and shape and make us into what we're going to be. We have to hold steady and learn to fight and realize that our candlestick's being made. We have to realize that he's working on us, and there's a candlestick that's being made that's going to shine. That was the only light in the most holy place. You might be the only light or Jesus that someone sees. And it burned 24 hours a day, and the priest had to go in and put more oil. You know, and the Word of God tells us that we have to be filled with the Spirit, Ephesians 5:17. And it doesn't mean just be filled up one time. It means be constantly being filled, is what that means.
Hi, this is Pastor Christine Shippey. I just want to say thank you for listening to this broadcast today. It's our hope that you've been encouraged. We want you to know that there's no situation or circumstance too dark that the light of God's love cannot shine through in your life. Love never fails, and God will never fail you. There's nothing impossible with God. Send us an email, give us a call. Let us know what the Lord is doing in your life. We would love to hear from you.
Thank you for joining us. We hope that you were encouraged today and your faith built by the power of God's Word. If you need prayer, you can email us your prayer request to prayer@covenantwithchrist.org or call 281-592-5001 for a prayer minister to agree with you concerning your needs. You can also visit our website at covenantwithchrist.org for more information about the various outreaches of this ministry.